everything you need to know about elections 2024 on Cape Talk. Join the conversation.
But there's always a politician who would love some airtime, and every morning we bring you a smaller party or a newer party who's being featured on the 52-party ballot in the National Assembly. We're supposed to speak to Mkhonto Wesizwe party at 7:20, but because of technical issues, they could not join us. But Nhlamulo Ndlela joins me now, the national spokesperson of the Mkhonto Wesizwe party. We invite newer parties, the smaller parties. I know you may not see yourself as a smaller party, Nhlamulo, but we ask the newer parties on the ballot, those not represented currently in the National Assembly, to come on in and give us this their pitch. I hope you've been well, Nhlamulo.
Indeed. Good morning to yourself and your listeners.
What is the primary pitch to South Africans when we go to the polls on the 29th of May?
The primary pitch is that we need to change this constitution. We're neither Roman nor Dutch, and we are Africans. And this constitution is being, in effect, you know, an evergreen contract, if you want to put it that way, for those minorities that continue to exploit the resources of this country, to exploit the downtrodden people, and to hog the economy. And it cannot be that the status quo continues. We need change in this country. We need to see the black child also being emancipated from poverty, and we need some level of equality here. It cannot be. So we're saying that every patriot in South Africa that wants to see change from Cyril Ramaphosa's ANC that's being bought ought to vote from Mkhonto Wesizwe. We are not, we don't operate within the framework of politicism. We operate within the framework of civil activism. And we're saying that, this form a united front as South Africans and ensure that we bring about change.
Now, there's an argument by some quarters that say that Mkhonto Wesizwe is simply just a part, an extension, a breakaway of the ANC, a disgruntled breakaway of the ANC. Many members of Mkhonto Wesizwe party have been very much involved within the framing of that particular constitution, including this party's now leader, Jacob Zuma, former president of the ANC and this country.
No, that sounds like a comment from individuals that are bought and disgruntled, but maybe more so jealous of what is happening. Because they don't have a conscience anymore about what is happening, because they're dislodged from the downtrodden people, they'll say such things because they're just pure politicking. But from where we're sitting, we're saying, in the same way the ANC was disbanded in 1960 by the apartheid government, this ANC, after Ramaphosa, has been bought by the hands that have got money that is dirty from the apartheid government. So it's no different between the ANC of 1960 that was disbanded and the ANC of today. And if you recall, in 1961, when Mkhonto Wesizwe was found as a military wing, it was found, and every single patriotic South African that wanted to take back the country by the bullet, participated, black, white, Indian, and colored. And we're saying, in this case, that this ANC is controlled by white monopoly capital. It's straitjacketed, no different to the 1960 ANC, in terms of it being put in a position of not being able to, maneuver. And we're saying that we're formed in Mkhonto Wesizwe as a political party to win back the country by way of the ballot. So every single South African, black, white, Indian, or colored in this case, member of the ANC or not, should join this movement of change.
We had a whole judicial commission to look into the phenomena of state capture, a state capture report that labels the former president Jacob Zuma, the MK party's leader, as being instrumental in this phenomenon called state capture. Does MK party, its leaders, those who were once part of the ANC, do you wash your hands off of that period when Jacob Zuma was the leader of this country and the ANC?
The only year that was so-called, out of the so-called nine wasted years, is the one that he never actually served. Because that's the only year that was actually wasted in President Zuma's term. Because he never got to execute and to follow through on the free education. But let's get back to your issue of state capture. I mean, in state capture, we refer to it as, quite honestly, the state liquidating itself. If you look at an article, and you should go and read that article by Advocate Ben Cronin, he refers to state capture as, quite honestly, you know, the state liquidating itself. That money could have been used and be given to the NPA for them to execute on these cases. Why is it that today the same reports are not being able to, well, NPA is not able to execute on them? Because they don't have money. They don't have a budget. So if you look at state capture, in of itself, that money that was allocated is state capture in of itself. Mm-hmm. And those that benefited are white legal companies. If I was to ask how many black professionals in the legal industry actually benefited from state capture money, all those billions, questionable. Mm-hmm. So you know, we're saying that those that benefited in the form of those white companies are capturepreneurs themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you want to look at state capture, that billion rand in of itself, in terms of where it landed, is state capture.
The first time I heard that term, do you just coin capturepreneurs?
They are capturepreneurs indeed.
Okay. I don't want to focus too much on personality. I will ask a further question about Jacob Zuma in a short while. But let's go drill down to your promises as a MK party. You promised to provide permanent jobs for all capable and willing workers for a basic salary of 4,500 rand with training skills opportunity for all. How do you expect to do that?
Well, first and foremost, if we stopped selling our state-owned entities, we'd be able to absorb the youth that leave varsities. First and foremost, and give them internships. I mean, I've met in my profession when I was in aviation, IT, and so on and so forth, in these state-owned entities, some of our compatriots who, quite honestly, never had any skill whatsoever, no education, and I'm talking a testament to feedback that they've given me, who ended up in very senior positions in these state-owned entities because they were absorbed. So they went to conscription from the army. They were absorbed by these state-owned entities, and today they were senior executives. They've been there for 30 years, 40 years, some of them. So why can't we do the same? You know, we take our youth to conscription and absorb them in state-owned entities. But unfortunately, the likes of Pravin Gordhan wants to go and sell a state-owned entity without consulting us for 51 rand. They want to unbundle ESCOM. And effectively, you know, so how are we supposed to now turn this economy around and provide those kind of jobs by selling these assets? So, you know, we're saying that, indeed, we also have mineral resources in a form of, you know, the land and some of these, you know, in areas where we know, for instance, in Limpopo, you know, there's vanadium there. We've got mineral resources there. Why can't we use those mineral resources, you know, to reinvest them in this economy? Instead, we're giving 350 billion rand to Marcus Huster, who goes and squanders it in some frivolous transaction in Germany instead of taking that money and giving it to free education. Why?
And some you'll call for the, if you come into power, you'll call for a referendum on a number of things. That would even be a referendum on the country moving away from the from constitutional supremacy towards unfettered parliamentary supremacy. But I've also heard on the campaign trail, Jacob Zuma said a calling for a referendum on gender and sexual orientation rights. Our constitution in its form now provides equal access and rights regardless of gender orientation, sexuality. Why would the MK party want to particularly single out gays and lesbians and the LGBT community in South Africa?
No, we're not singling them out. You must remember is that, you know, we're a rainbow nation, and we know that there's various legislation in this constitution that work. And you're referring now to the Civil Act of 2006 that recognizes gay marriage. But we're saying, why is it that gay marriage is celebrated, but, you know, what is African is, in effect, polygamy frowned upon? Why should that be? Again, it's because of this Roman Dutch law.
We currently have a marriage amendment bill currently at the moment out for public comment that particularly solidifies and codifies polygamous marriage under South African law. Currently, right now, at this moment.
But civil marriage in this day and age holds more water than polygamy. So that's just the reality, and you know that. I mean, if you're married by virtue of, you know, civil law, when it comes to you now, you know, having to get married, let's say, to another woman, you need to undo a civil law, you know, and to get into customary law. So, customary marriage. So, come on, let's be realistic here. It's clear and demonstrative that this Roman Dutch law doesn't suit, it's not African, it doesn't recognize our culture and our traditions. That's a fact.
Let's talk about federalism. You run on a ticket of federalism. What's your thought on secessionist movements in South Africa at the moment? You have a movement here in the Western Cape. You have a movement in KwaZulu-Natal with the Abantubatu Congress saying that they would also call for an independent KwaZulu state. What's MK's thoughts on what is currently a unitary state of this Republic of South Africa? Where do you fall on federalism or even as far as secession?
So let me just go back and clarify also, just in case there may be a misconception. We're saying, whether you're gay or not, South Africa and Mkhonto we Sizwe is a country, and Mkhonto we Sizwe is a party for all South Africans, gay or not. And let me start there. Now, getting back to your point, that's what happens when there's lawlessness. That's what happens when you have a constitution that has got loopholes that allows people to think that they can annex a province for themselves. And we're saying, you know, where is this coming from? This is alien to us. That land, for instance, in the Western Cape, belongs to the Khoisan people. But it's not the Khoisan people that are calling for the Western Cape in the form of all those, that land where there's all those beautiful wine farms, that whose ancestors, being the Khoisan ancestors, are the rightful owners of that land. It cannot be that now individuals want to come and show up who are visitors who were welcomed at that point in time, now want to annex Western Cape and make it their own country.
What land in KZN, land, that significant land that is owned by the Ingonyama Trust, essentially centered around the Zulu monarchy?
No, I mean, that cause such as this is because you have a weak leadership. And people just realize that they cannot continue, you know, relying on a Cyril Ramaphosa-led ANC government that is incompetent. So, of course, I mean, calls such as this will come through because people now and, you know, monarchies will then realize that they have to take, you know, matters into their own hand in the same way that it's the traditional leaders that went and called President Zuma out of, you know, retirement and said, President Zuma, we as traditional leaders cannot recognize this country anymore under Cyril Ramaphosa. We need change in this country. Can you come back and ensure that we bring stability? Otherwise, we may have to just find ourselves annexing ourselves in various provinces and forming countries. Mm-hmm. Naturally so.
Ndlamulo, caller wants to know who the MK would back as, well, we don't have presidential candidates in South Africa, but who would the MK back were the ANC to triumph? In other words, we don't have presidential candidates in South Africa. We have 400 members of the National Assembly who vote for a candidate that's put forward on the floor. But let me change direction of that question. ANC below 50% requiring a coalition partner. Is that on the cards for MK?
You mean going into a coalition with the ANC?
That's right.
Going into a coalition with the ANC is like sitting across the table with a traitor. We will not do that. Neither will we even sit across the table with the DA. Doesn't make sense. We don't share the same ideologies. And it's very clear, you know, the DA will talk about 80% of its budget in the Western Cape to going towards infrastructure, but from the airport leading into that beautiful end of the ocean, you know, there's a corridor of poverty, you know, that they have blinkers and never take into consideration every single time they drive past there. So how can we get into a coalition with people that are totally dislodged from reality of the poorest and the poorest of people? No.
Nhlamulo, is Jacob Zuma well enough to run for leadership, active leadership of MK? There have been a number of reports saying that the effects of age are now affecting him. Reports by News24 that he's had a fall and it's part of a series of bouts of being unwell. He's off the campaign train now. Is Jacob Zuma healthy enough, fit enough to actively lead MK party into a 2024 election?
Look, let me start by saying the following. President Jacob Zuma is healthy and, you know, he's a very conscious man. He's a selfless leader. And, you know, we've noticed all of a sudden, just because President Zuma is now on the ballot paper, people are questioning his age because, you know, it's just pure politics and they never expected him to be on the ballot paper. And then if they realize that that's not working in terms of his age, then they're not trying to question the issue of his health. Very sad. This is pure politics. Mm. We know that in this case, President Zuma is very alert. And we know that, you know, President Zuma is a person that will tell you himself that he's not hungry for power. President Zuma is even open, if need be, to ensure that we even appoint some another South African, if need be, you know, in government as a president. Remember, what we're saying, which is what differentiates us from all other.
Nhlamulo, I think I've lost. Oh, you are still there. Oh, but Nhlamulo, really appreciate it. Thanks so much. You've put forward a pitch. Let's see if people listening to this station are receptive. National spokesperson of Mkontiwe Sizwe Party, Nhlamulo Ndlela. Your thoughts? 021-446-0567.